This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope.
We were having a very serious conversation about mayonnaise here.
And the Bulldog.
And don't even talk to me about weed.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Did you know, then, that the Tampa Bay Lightning played in, what, until this year anyway, which isn't this year because of the damage to the facility, the Rays Stadium?
I knew they played in a cavernously large place at one point that I think had a curtain to cordon it off because they would not have used that entire building. But it wasn't until you asked the question you asked me during the break that I remembered that and thought maybe that could have been that building. I remember them being in a really big building that might have, like, when they first started, they might have fit like 20,000 or even a little more in for hockey.
Yeah, they might have. Didn't they have for their first game Chris Kontos? Didn't they have for their first game, like, the record crowd of all time
that
in
might,
hockey?
That might be right.
In that building. I don't know if I never knew this.
Except for, like, outdoor games and stuff. Yeah.
Which hadn't happened yet.
Right. Okay. Right.
At least mostly. If I ever knew that that was the same building, I forgot.
Yeah. I don't think I ever put it together, but you asked in here why this came up was Sneaky Joe, I guess, has been on a quest. And I don't want to spoil anything if he's saving something for the morning. Okay. I won't say any more then.
What he was doing, I don't want to ask that particular question because he might have plans for it. It's great. Okay. But what he was doing today, and, you know, my guy, what he was doing today was looking up every arena the Sabres have ever played in or stadium. Which is amazing.
Yep.
You know whether they'll play in a new one for them tonight. That's the reason probably
sure.
for it.
Yep.
That would be the Delta Center, which is a name I know because of the Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
The Delta Center, that's been the name of that arena all the time.
I don't remember it having a different name other than maybe like the whatever it was called before it had a sponsor. I don't remember it being anything other than the Delta Center. And it's not exactly configured extremely well for hockey.
It's not?
There's some seating issues.
Okay.
The way they've got it configured, but, you know, they're going to try to get through it.
I wonder what the number is of facilities the Sabres have played in the regular season. Joe texted me earlier to ask me why the Sabres would have played the Penguins in Sacramento in 1993. But they did. And we figured that out, what the league did that year. The North Stars had just moved to Dallas, and expansion was happening. And I don't know if they were testing markets, but they put regular season games in like markets like Sacramento, California.
Mm-hmm.
And the teams were Buffalo and Pittsburgh. Florida played a home game in Hamilton or Toronto that year. Like there was... Maybe every team did it. The Sabres played the Islanders in...
Minnesota, you said.
In Minnesota.
Yeah.
Which did not have an NHL team that year. So, Arco Arena, which was where the Kings played. I doubt they play there anymore, but I don't know. That's 30 years ago.
I'm almost sure they don't play.
They probably have a new place.
Yeah.
But the Sabres have a regular season game in their history played in Arco Arena in Sacramento. So what is the number of – what would Joe's number be of arenas and stadiums? You know, Ralph Wilson Stadium, Citi Field for the Winter Classic against the Rangers.
Hamilton, the
Cops?
Yeah, Cops Coliseum. Or no, Cops – the stadium they played in there outside. They played the Leafs outside in a Heritage Classic in Hamilton.
Oh.
The football stadium there where the Ticats play.
Okay, and they have a new stadium there. Not maybe brand new, but what was the name of that? Ivor Wynn?
Yeah, that sounds
right. Was the
name of it? Yeah.
I've been there for a football game.
Right, I know. That's why I remembered it.
So cool.
Yeah.
Right in a neighborhood in Hamilton,
right,
Ontario.
Right, very old school. Yeah.
But they would have played in Cops, too, the Sabres, I think. Didn't they do that?
I don't know. I don't recall, but I didn't recall any of this. Like, you know, really, especially the Sabres playing the Penguins in Sacramento or the Islanders in Minneapolis. I did not remember any of that. It would make sense if they did play at Cops, but I don't remember.
Do you think it's 100?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I'll bet it's 100.
Go back to 1970. Take a team, Boston. All right, that's two.
Right. everybody they played early is already onto at least a second building. Right.
Everybody. So, what's the oldest building in the league right now? You were on a different train of thought.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, there are 60. Everyone from back then. There weren't 30 teams. So that let me take that back.
Even though, I mean, the Sharks are what, 91? And they played at a place called the Cow Palace.
Right.
And then moved to San Jose Arena. And now they have probably a different... The Sharks are probably three.
Probably three, right.
If not more.
And then whatever... The California Golden Seals were probably at the Cow Palace, too.
Well, maybe eventually. I looked them up today for Joe's...
purposes.
In the Sabres' first season... And they would have played all the teams home and away, I think, you know, through the 70s, that's what they did. Maybe the 80s, that's also what they did. But they played in a building called the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum Arena, or County Arena, something like that.
Right.
It's like the stadium name with arena after it.
Okay.
And there was an arena right next to that stadium where the A's played and the Raiders.
Right, okay.
And that might be that. Unless it's the new place where the Warriors are. I don't know. I love it. I love it. How many would it be 100? Would it be close to 100?
I'm going to guess yes, because of not only do you have, like, you know, all the teams that were in the league when the Sabres came in the league that have at least two, if not more than that, but a lot of these teams, like Tampa, San Jose, teams that came in, you know, in the 90s have, like, San Jose's got three buildings. Like, Montreal only has two.
Montreal has two.
Right. San Jose's got three. They've been in the league like a third of the time, a quarter of the time that Montreal's been in the league, but they got one more building. So you've got the Cleveland Barons. You've got the Kansas City Scouts, like defunct organizations that I would say almost assuredly had only one building, but they count.
Kemper?
I don't know what the heck. I don't know where the heck Kansas City played.
I did
see the Scouts play in Buffalo. Yeah. I saw a Kansas City Scouts game. As the show ever sounded older.
What about Cleveland?
Richfield Coliseum.
Richfield Coliseum, where the Cavs played.
It was way outside.
Yes, it's
Cleveland.
Not even in Cleveland.
It's not even in Cleveland.
It's way down. You go into Cleveland and then south.
Yeah.
I think.
I remember driving with my family south to go to Nashville, go to Florida. Cincinnati was always our target. That's why we would stop and go to a Reds game, like the first night of the trip, you know, get into Cincinnati 4 or 5 o'clock, you know, go get some tickets, get some dinner, go to a ball game. So that ride, you know, you get past Cleveland. And I can remember as a kid being well past Cleveland and seeing this Coliseum, like, just like in a wheat field.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like, what a bad idea that is. But anyway.
Here is Sneaky Joe.
Hey,
Joe,
what's up?
This is just so cool, this project here. I'm wondering how many. So you found, you think, every building the Sabres have ever played in?
Yeah, at least all the data was from Hockey Reference or Stathead. So as long as they've got everything listed, and I think they probably do, they had arenas and stadiums I'd never heard of going back to the 1900s. So
hey, careful.
The number that I found from that was 82.
82.
82. Okay.
Tonight will be 82. Tonight will be 82.
But I was wondering if it got to 100, but it didn't quite then.
I was going to bet that it would have got to 100, so I would have been wrong.
No. I mean, Tampa tried. I think I found six buildings that they played Tampa in, maybe. Was one of them the Cow Palace?
No,
San Jose.
Cow Palace is California. Yeah.
San Jose. Thunderdome, I mentioned to you, Mike, in a text. That was what Tropicana Field used to be called. There were a bunch of Tampa ones. I just tweeted out the spreadsheet. Just so if anyone just wants to rifle through it, it's there.
I can't wait. I mean it. I cannot wait.
It was right there, too, so it was just easy to copy and paste. So I threw all the records in for all those arenas, too. So you can look and see, like, that they were, like, 20 and 80 in, for instance.
20 and 80 in where? Bad connection with Joe.
If I remember it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, sorry. I'm driving. I might be cutting out on you, yeah, but I'm just saying the Boston Garden. Yeah.
Boston Garden. All right.
Yeah.
There must have been some fun ones for you. I mean, at your young age, to rip through names like the Omni in Atlanta,
right?
Or McNichols Arena would be Denver.
Yes, before the
Rockies.
Place. Yep.
Brendan Byrne.
Right.
Jersey.
Okay.
When the Rockies moved to be the Devils, they would have played at Brendan Byrne Arena.
I'm driving, so I don't have it in front of me, but there is an arena called an arena. It seemed like a rodeo place in Calgary from before the Saddle Dome. And I don't have the name in front of me, but I couldn't believe it was like a real place they played hockey games.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that's right. That's right. What was the name of that place?
I don't remember. I'm gonna need to find Joe's spreadsheet.
Right when the Flames moved to Calgary, they would have played in before the Olympic Arena was. Yes. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. And also Rochester, Joe.
Rochester twice in the early 2000s. Blue Cross Arena. Yep, found that in there.
They played Washington there.
Yeah, I learned that like every arena from like pre 1985 was called the Coliseum. Somewhere like where did the Cleveland Barons play? The Coliseum at Richfield. Just a million of those.
Right. How about the Stampede Corral for Calgary?
That's it. Yeah.
Stampede Corral.
All right. Yeah.
It's some sort of redundant.
It sounds like a steakhouse that I'm about to drive down.
Right. Yes, enjoy your meal at the Stampede Corral later, Joe. Yeah. What was Vancouver Bulldog in the 70s?
Oh, it was definitely a Coliseum.
Pacific
Coliseum. Yes.
Pacific Coliseum sounds right. My question would be, between the two of you, how many of these 83 arenas would you have been to?
Oh God, I'm gonna get lost in this.
I mean, not that many.
You've been to Hartford, I'm sure, right?
I've been to Hartford. I've been to Long Island. I've been to Madison Square Garden.
I've been to the Spectrum.
Right. I have been to the Spectrum, not for a hockey game, but for a 76ers game.
I was there.
If that counts.
I was there for an Amherst game.
Okay.
Does that count? I want to count it.
All right.
I want to count it.
Yep.
What about Citi Field for this?
I've not been to Citi Field.
I have not.
I've been
Well, that's one.
I've been to the Bills Stadium. Joe, let me just count this on our own here, but thanks for calling in.
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
All right. It's just
sneaky,
so noisy.
Sneaky Joe from our morning show.
Sneaky Joe. Very sneaky. Some very sneaky entries.
Never got to the Forum.
I have been to
the Bell Center. Been to Maple Leaf Gardens. Been to the Air Canada Center. I'll stop. I'm going to just keep ticking these off.
I want to know what my number is. I think about this a lot for baseball. Yeah. I just went to Philadelphia for fantasy draft weekend like I do every year and was talking to a guy there about stadiums because there are two teams this year playing in new stadiums. The Rays are playing in the Yankees spring training stadium, Steinbrenner Field. And the A's are playing in Sacramento. There's that again. The A's are playing in Sacramento. So I asked him, Jeff, if he had plans to go, he's a Mariners fan. Do you have plans to go see the Mariners in either of those two places? And he said, yes. I said, well, how many stadiums do you need to have gone to the mall? And he said, none. He's already been to the mall. The mall, it sounded like I was saying. He's already been to every current major league stadium. And I think, like, I have kept a list. I used to care about this and try to see if I could, you know, check a box if I was in a city just for some other reason. That kind of ended when I was in Seattle 2 years ago and had nothing to do. And it was an early flight the next morning, and my family was all crashing in the hotel room, and the Blue Jays were there, which would be the best team to see in Seattle. Like, there's a huge following for the Jays in Seattle. Yeah. And I could have just bought a ticket, gotten a cab, and gone and done that, and then had Seattle, but I just didn't have the energy to do it. I feel like I'm not really trying anymore if that's if I'm not going to do that.
You're like looking at the stadium from your hotel window, and you don't go to the game.
Yeah, almost. But yeah, he's been to all of them, and you know, the point was, I've just never thought of it like that for hockey. It was so cool before they replaced the home arena that had been there forever with a big building that looks the same as everybody else's, which is what Buffalo did. It's what everybody did. It's what Montreal did. Chicago Stadium for a playoff game against the Leafs was a highlight.
Oh, that's huge.
And that organ, how does it not fall? Hanging out over the end of the arena. Just incredible. The sounds and the...
That is a score to beat. That is a score to beat. To be there for that. The best... Boy, tripping a wire now. Like, the building, the teams, the stakes. This is a regular season game, but I saw the final Montreal visit to Maple Leaf Gardens.
Okay.
That was incredible to be at. Like, really emotional. Like, really cool. I mean, it wasn't that emotional for me, but you know, obviously the feeling in the building was incredible.
Yes.
To be there for that.
I went to the last game ever played at the Gardens, which was against Chicago. And it was a birthday present from my girlfriend to go to this game with her. And just insane. I was watching it recently because I have made friends with a guy who's a Leafs fan, lives out west, and just sort of fell back into that.
Mm-hmm.
The Leafs got crushed. Gilmore was on the Blackhawks. And it was Jocelyn Thibault. Yeah. In goal for the Blackhawks.
I remember watching the game on TV. You're right about Copps, by the way. That same year, what year did you say the Sabres played in Sacramento and in Minneapolis? Did you say
93-4 was the season.
Oh, okay. 92-3, Joe's got on this list here. They played the Canucks and the Devils at Copps. So I don't know if that was like some series where
I think the same thing
14 or maybe they I'm wondering if it was like a weekend and they played like a four teams came or if it was two different entirely times of the year that they played the Devils and then the Canucks later on, but
I don't know.
It says Devils/Canucks 92-93. They lost both.
That's the year before.
Right, I know. I'm saying it's a different year.
Oh.
But you said that they ever played Copps, and I was like, I don't remember them ever doing it, but there it is.
Yeah, okay.
I've got the spreadsheet if you can't tell.
I got to go find it. I also went to the last Rangers game at the Forum, and that was also amazing. That was even better. The Canadiens, I think, had just traded Patrick Waugh. Remember that? When he stormed off the ice and said to the owner, I'm never playing for you again, as he left. And then he was traded. And there was electricity in the building. Great game. 2-2 game. Nobody left thinking, this was the ties suck. Nobody left the Forum that night complaining about ties.
Right.
It was that good. This is the definition of trip to wire here. Good stuff from Joe. We did choose to save his one specific trivia question from this, and I'm glad we did because Joe wants to use that tomorrow. So thanks to him for calling in. The Sabres, the whole point, which was his, brainstorm, that they're playing in a new arena tonight at Utah, playing there for the first time. And he said that'll be the 82nd arena or stadium the Sabres will ever have played in.
Tampa is on the board here with a game against the Sabres in Orlando by the way. I don't remember that at all. I do remember the Orlando Solar Bears of the AHL. I don't know what era that was, but I remember I used to be into collecting minor league jerseys. I don't think I ever bought one, but I remember seeing the logo in the jersey, the Orlando Solar Bears.
Very good. If you had a favorite arena or Sabres, or not Sabres, but arena or stadium memory you want to share, we'll look for it. 803-0550 is the number. Paul joins us at 6. It's 8 o'clock pregame for Sabres and Hockey Club tonight from Utah. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, back after the update. This is WGR.